Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it is Thursday, November 10th, and we're back at it. And yes, it's been a few days. In fact, this whole week I have been out of pocket on the podcast. And I know it's been a little irregular recently, and that is just the way it goes. Transition is tough, and I'm going through one. So it just takes more energy, more time, and it's a little bit disruptive. So some of the routines are off, but boy, it's been very, very productive. I had a dear friend fly in to work with me over a couple of days earlier this week, and really helped me work on my strategy for the next chapter. And so, you know, this is all part of the plan. Moving, you know, around the world, I knew that there would be a period of settling and then strategic movement forward. And what's coming up for me, though, and this is not a political podcast per se, but over a couple of different election cycles, I'm reminded of such an important theme, which is that we are actually quite horrible at predicting the future, for better or for worse. I mean, sometimes we think things are going to be better than they are. Sometimes we think they're going to be worse than they end up being. We're always wrong about certain details. And there is a human nature that we want to, you know, prove that we were right. So sort of spinning to ourselves that, oh, well, that's what I always intended. That, you know, that certainly does exist. But I think one of the greatest things to embrace in life and in business and in everything is just how bad we are at predicting what's going to happen. There's just too many factors out of our control and out of our limited sight. It's just so difficult to see all of the factors. Even the greatest investors who think they know everything about everything don't get it right. And make big, you know, financial errors. I mean, we want to look to people like Musk and others as, you know, genius in every way. And they, you know, everything they do, they turn to gold. But sometimes other factors come into play that disrupt that. And so it's good to keep that in mind for ourselves. I'll just keep it to more personally. And so in a time of change, of disruption, of going to the next, of building off of what you've done, but looking to, it isn't so much of a pivot. It's like, what's the next step up? I've been going through that right now. I've been the steward of a process, a tool from my mentor for a number of years now. And what my mind will be like in order to move forward, it's like, what do I do about what I've been doing? The stewardship that I've had of this process and this tool that I use. And I'll get into this binary choice in my head. It's either go in all in on one side or all in on another. And it's amazing how that goes. Now there's a role for that in entrepreneurship where you just sort of, not blindly, but you have to go all in on what you're doing. But what would it look like if you just go all in on yourself and those other details are all fungible? I think that's the great pivot that I'm experiencing right now. That's really amazing. What does going all in on myself, maximizing my own self, my own skills, my true passions, and looking at all those other options that I have as ingredients that I can pick up. And I don't necessarily, just because I don't use an ingredient for a particular recipe, doesn't mean I can't leave it there on the counter or in the cupboard and pull it out for the next one. Like it all blends. There's fusion in life. Life is a big fusion buffet. It's just, what am I serving as the main dish right now that makes the most sense? So here's the thing that's been helping me the most right now. And if you're in a transition period, if you're cruising and you've got everything settled and you know what you're doing and you're doing refinement transition as opposed to big transition, great. But this applies for that too. So Marshall Goldsmith talked about a question that he writes on a card and puts in his pocket. And I'm assuming that this is what he has his coaches do. And the question is, am I being the person I want to be right now? Am I being the person I want to be right now? And I thought about that question and I thought, that's a great question. That's a great question. But I have a slightly modified version of that that I like a little bit better for me. And again, it's up to you. That's a perfectly viable question. My question is, am I doing my very best to live true to myself right now? And it's, arguably just a different way of saying it with a slightly more words. But for me, that hit my heart a little more directly. Am I doing my very best to live true to myself right now? That's not a daily question. That's a throughout the day, everyday question. Am I doing my best? And if I'm doing that, then the way that things work out, I just don't have enough visibility. None of us do. We just cannot predict. Think of all the things that you've thought in your life. Oh, even things that you thought you really wanted that may not have been true to yourself. You wanted them for some other reason, pride, ego, just lack of presence, or somebody else put it in your head. You've had a thing from your childhood. Maybe your parent told you, you're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a doctor. And they meant well when they did it. Maybe that wasn't your true vocation or calling or passion. And you're capable of being a doctor, but it's not really who you are inside. So as I've been really taking some time to allow myself to dream a little bit, but stay connected to who I myself as I dream and not throw anything out in the process, just let it be. I'm finding right now, I'm moving from a place of intense anxiety about it to a place of a little bit more peace, I have to say. It's not great. It still feels disconcerting. I knew this was coming. This was part of the plan. But when you're in it, man, it's like, okay, what are we going to do next? What does my life, my vocation, my career look like next? The next thing. It would be lovely to see around the corner. It would be relaxing, comforting. I don't know that many great things that are born from comfort. I think a lot of great things are born from great disruption and discomfort. And the question is, am I being myself? Am I living true to myself through the process? And boy, am I blessed with amazing people in my life who come and help me and know me and can help me process things that I'm too close to and get better perspective as I make decisions moving forward about how I am the best steward for my own self and the people around me and the other things that I'm responsible for. And taking that one day at a time, we just don't know. Every single day presents new variables that maybe we didn't factor in. So listen, I hope that's helpful to you, whatever you're going through. Are you living true to yourself today? Are you doing your best to live true to yourself today? We all fall short, but are you doing your best? And if today or in a moment in today, you do something that isn't really true to yourself, you know it. It's not who you really know you are. It's not even about who you want to be. It's who you are. You're already good. You're already worthy. You always have a chance to turn around. You really do. All right, listen, I have not been tweeting. You can figure out why. I really didn't love it before. May cancel the account, but I'm on Instagram and we post occasionally there. So @MattStoneCO, the website for me And the podcast is mattstone.co. Changes are coming to that website soon. They really, really are. But if you want to share this podcast, that would be the easiest way to do it. Of course, we're on all those other platforms that you know about. We're coming up on 3,000 downloads soon. And I'm excited about that too. So one episode, one day at a time. Go out there and be true to yourself today. I guarantee you, you'll be better off for it. And so will everyone else around you. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.